and amen and amen. And amen, praise God, this ninth chapter of the book of Jeremiah, where we will find our thought for today for a little while. Can you say amen? As the choir sang, praise God, the song that they searched all over, and they couldn't find anybody greater. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. Nobody greater, amen, praise God, than our God. So, without question, the God that we serve is a great God. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Greater than any authority, greater than any power in the earth, amen, praise God, is our God. Amen, praise God. Thing to be mindful of, that for in the earth, many that are great, we are not privileged to know them. Amen, praise God. They are great, amen, praise God, and we know about them. We know their names. Sometimes we even know, amen, the places of authority that they reside in, but we don't have, amen, praise God, the privilege of knowing them.
Yes, Lord.
We could stand in front of them, praise God, and they would not even, praise God, know our name. Why? Because we are not known of great men. Can you say amen? Amen. Not known of those that stand in positions of great authority.
Yes.
They just don't know you.
Yes, Lord.
Amen, praise God. And amen, praise God. When we, amen, praise God, are blessed of God to receive and to have things to use in our life, amen, we, praise God, sometimes tend to, amen, praise God, give glory to those things and to those accomplishments that we have, amen, praise God, received, amen, praise God, and we have benefited by, and we are, praise God, sometimes giving glory to those things, glorying about where I work and my place of employment, and, amen, praise God, the kind of benefits that I have, maybe the salary that I receive, or maybe the neighborhood that I live in, or maybe the house, amen, praise God, that I dwell in, amen, maybe the name that's on the inside label of the suit that I wear, amen, praise God, so many things, praise God, that, amen, praise God, we as natural men, amen, praise God, have a tendency to glory in. We rejoice, praise God, because we got money in our pocket. We rejoice because, amen, we're strong in our bodies. Can you say amen? All of these things cause us, praise God, amen, praise God, a place of rejoicing and a place of glorying sometimes in our life. Amen, but amen, as the prophet Jeremiah begins to speak to us, amen, praise God, he is, amen, giving us instruction about what thing to be glad about. Can you say amen? Amen, what thing to glory in and what thing to be glad about. Can
yes,
we say
Lord.
Thank
yes,
you,
Lord.
Jesus? And when we look at, amen, what God, amen, has to tell us about glorying, amen, it, amen, lets us know that
yes.
too often we are glorying in the thing that doesn't even need our attention.
Yeah, Lord, yeah,
can you
yeah,
say
yeah,
amen?
Yeah.
Too often, praise God, we are glorying and make a big to-do about the thing that really
Lord,
doesn't
yeah,
matter.
Yes,
amen, praise God. But what really does matter, amen, praise God, is the privilege and the opportunity to know the greatest
yeah,
being
yeah, yeah,
in
yeah.
all
yeah.
of the universe. Can you say it again?
Amen,
praise God. And so, praise God, amen, praise God. God gives this instruction here, praise God, in this ninth chapter. And I came to you in that 24th verse, praise God. God said, hold back, amen, amen, that glorying, praise God, amen, in, amen, these other things. And he told us, praise God, don't let the wise man glory in his wisdom. Amen, praise God. Don't let the mighty man glory
yes.
in his might. And don't let the rich man glory in his, amen, praise God, riches. Amen. So praise God. God said, amen, you wise, you got degrees, you got some understanding, you know how to put this together and put that together, but don't glory in that. Amen. Praise God. For some, praise God, it's all about that dollar, but God has said, don't let the rich man glory in his riches. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. That thing, amen, that drives the world, and amen, praise God, causes men, praise God, to, amen, mistreat other men just for a dollar bill, praise God, and they rejoice in glory, and they fall in love, amen, with that money, and that becomes the root of all evil. God said, don't glory in riches. Can you say thank you, Jesus? So don't let the wise man glory in his wisdom. Don't let the mighty man either glory in his might. Can you say thank you, Jesus? So all of these things, praise God, that we tend to glory in, amen, God is telling us, don't glory in that. Amen. Praise God. Don't get excited if you got some money in your pocket. That ain't nothing to get, amen, all excited about. Thank God for it, but amen, that ain't nothing to glory in. Amen. You got some P's and Q's going on. Can you say amen? But that's not the thing to glory in. Strength and might is not the thing to glory in. But God gives us the instruction. Amen. But let him that glorieth, if you gon' glory, I'm gonna tell you what to glory in. Just say thank you, Jesus. If you gon' glory, I'm gonna tell you what to get excited about. If you gon' glory, I'm gonna tell you what to really, really, really be glad about. Amen. And let him that glorieth glory in this. Can you say thank you, Jesus? That he knoweth and understandeth who I am. You gotta give him a praise. You don't know who God is, you ain't got nothing to glory about. Just say, hey, Jesus. And amen, pray God, not only do you need to know who he is, you got to understand how he operates. You better give him a praise today. Just say, hey, Jesus. Tell your neighbor, a lot of people know about God, but they don't know how he operates. Just say, amen. Anybody know that God is an operator? He ain't no standstill God, but he's a God that moves. Can you say amen? And in him we move, and we have our being in that God. That you better praise him today. Can you say amen? Some are glorying over, praise God, some kind of victory on the political, amen, arena. But that ain't nothing to glory about. Can you say thank you, Jesus? God said, simply glory in this, to know me. Can you say amen? And to understand me. You better praise him. Tell your neighbor, after you get to know him, you gotta get to understand. You gotta know how he operates. Reflected in one area. Can you say amen?
Yeah.
He's such a great big God. There's a whole lot of other areas, but this is a critical area. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, some things are critical. Can you say amen? Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Can you imagine God delighting in anything? Amen. Can you just imagine, amen, what God smiles over? Amen. What brings joy to his heart and joy to his mind? Can we say amen? What is it that God loves? What is it that God delights in? What is it that gives God that kind of glory that he desires? Can you you say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. In the book of the prophet Micah said, amen, do you want 10,000 barrels of oil? And you say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Shall the herds be slaughtered to offer up for you a burnt offering? What is it, Lord, that you require? Amen. And God said, amen, I need you to do justice. I want you to love mercy. I want you to walk humbly with your God. Can you say amen? Why? Because, amen, when you know how he operates, you know the things that he delights in. Can you say amen? One thing about getting to know somebody is getting to know what they like and what they don't like. Can you say amen? You know what they like before you know them. Can you say amen? And God is saying, praise God, that my people need to know me. I need to understand. Can you say amen? I ain't about all of the sacrifice. That's good in its place. Can you say amen? But amen, I ain't about that. Can you say amen? About Lord, amen. Praise God. I'm about loving
kindness.
Can you say amen? Can you say amen? God is about loving kindness. Amen. Praise God. That's the kindness that comes out of love. Can you say amen? Amen. If kindness don't come out of your love, you gotta back up. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? Kindness ought to flow out of that kind of love. Amen. Because that's, amen, the love of God. That, amen, praise God. After you say you love me, you should. Can you say amen? After you say you love me, you will show. Can you say amen? That's the kind of, amen, of love that flows out of God. He's a God of loving kindness. Amen. That kind of love is undeserved. No, you didn't deserve it. No, you didn't earn it. No, you didn't supposed to get it. But he gave it to you anyway. You ought to praise him. Can you say amen? I was a wretch. Of his loving kindness. Because while we were yet sinners, God told us, don't die, live. Tell your neighbor, live. Tell your neighbor, live. Tell your neighbor, live. Don't die, live. To hold on to the world is a death sparrow. Can you say amen? Amen. It's pulling you down. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. But we've got to take the hand of God that offers us deliverance and offers us a way out of our dilemmas. Can you say amen? There is help in God. Amen. Because there is help in God, there is always hope available to everybody that needs. Amen. Help from the Lord. He declares he is a present helper in the time of trouble.
Yeah.
Understand who I am. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Know me and understand me.
Yes.
I'm a God. Amen. Praise God. That exercise.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you.
That means God do what he's saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can you say thank you? I exercise loving kindness. Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Tell your neighbor. If you got it,
yeah. You got it. Yeah, 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 yeah. Hallelujah.
I don't know you got it. You say you got it, but I don't know you got it until you exercise. Can you say amen? God don't just talk. He does. He exercises. Can you say amen? Sometimes he don't even tell you. He just shows you.
good Savior.
Exercise loving kindness. Where? Amen. In the earth. Can you say thank you, Jesus? So in the earth, you can see the loving kindness of God. Amen. Because that's how he works. Can you say amen? He works in the earth to exercise loving kindness. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. That God, praise God, that loves us the way. Amen. Praise God. He loves us. Amen. Does not let a day go by that somebody is not recipient of his body. Amen. You and I got so early this morning. Could we open up our eyes? Can you say amen? What was it? The loving kindness of God. You say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. God exercises that. And amen, if you take the time to look in the world, praise God, you'll see, amen, praise God, his loving kindness displayed here and there. Amen. For those that curse him to his face, he still put food on their table. And you say, thank you, Jesus. For those, praise God, that turn their back on him, he still calls them and offer them life instead of death. From those that are actually in, amen, warfare against their own soul, because they are doing that, amen, that will bring them down, amen, they are warring against their own soul. God is calling them, amen, to repentance, to turn around. Why would you die when you could live? Exercises loving kindness. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. What else do you delight in, Lord? I delight, amen, praise God, in, amen, praise God, righteousness. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. But you can't get to righteousness without judgment. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. How, amen, praise God, will you exercise judgment? Amen. Not by what you think, not by what you feel, but by the word of the Lord. If God makes judgment, can you say amen, concerning anything, amen, his judgments are always right. Can you, amen, I don't care if you ain't feeling it. If God said it's this way, that's the way. Right. And amen, if you're not where God, amen, lay down the line, then you got to come up to the line. We're in the time when, praise God, men want to bend the line, amen, and make it accommodate where they are. Can you say amen? But you can't bend it because it won't bend. Amen, he's a God that does not change. He's the same today as he was only yesterday. Amen. He is not going to lower his standard for anybody. But we all have to come up to what God requires of us. Can you say amen? And if you're not there, you can cry out to God and tell God, I want to be there. Help me, Lord. Can you say amen? Anybody know how to say, help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. But I want to be there. Help me, Lord. I know I'm scorn, but help me to come up high. You ought to praise him. Yes, amen. Because God is willing to help anybody. He will lift you up. He will turn you around. David says he brought me out of a horrible pit. You better praise him. Can you say thank you, Jesus? of evil men surround
the righteous, wrong judgment proceeding.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. You can't get it right. Amen. When the judgment ain't right. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. And so then we cannot use our situation, amen, to justify our actions. Amen. God is right. I don't care. Can you say thank you, Jesus? If you in the desert, ain't got no food. Amen. Ain't got no water. Can you say amen? You still can't break into so-and-so's house and take food and water. Can you say amen? Because God still don't want you to steal. Can you say amen? So if you ain't got nothing, then look to the one who got everything. Can you say amen? Because God ain't going to have you breaking his judgment. Hold on to those judgments of God. Hold on. And God can make ways out of no way. Why? Because I chose to stand on the word of God. And I declare he'll never let you down. If you stand on him, he'll make ways out of no way. You better pray.
Watch out.
So then he exercised judgment in the earth. Can you say thank you, Jesus? So then you can see the hand of God move.
Hallelujah.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. Every fire, amen. Praise God, ain't just by chance.
I'm telling you.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Hallelujah.
Every storm is not just by chance. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Pray God will exercise judgment in the earth. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. God would lie because he said righteousness exalts a nation. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And sin is a reproach to any people. And if that's the truth, then amen. Praise God. When amen, praise God, you do wrong, reproach has to come from God. Can you say amen? And amen, that don't mean he'll walk up to your door and say, I'm Jesus. I'm reproaching him. Can you say amen? But stuff we're going to turn around. Amen. Praise God in your nation. Amen. Praise God in your life. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes it is the judgment.
It is the God.
So when we're talking about judgment, amen. Praise God. We talk about the right standards
that God has established.
And when we talk about judgment, we talk about, amen, praise God, the action that comes from God when those right standards that God has established are violated.
My God. Can you say amen?
Tell your neighbor, God won't always sit on the side.
He won't.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen, praise God. He won't always hold his peace. Amen. He won't always say nothing. Can you say amen? But God is a God of action. And amen, praise God. You want him to stay on the mercy seat until, praise God, you get it together. Don't stand up yet, Lord. Can you say amen? Don't stand up. Because if you number iniquity, nobody gonna stand. Can you say amen? Don't get up yet, Lord. Sit there. Hold that mercy seat. Sit there, Lord. Wait a little while longer.
Help, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We'll never be able to outlive the mercy of God. God will be merciful.
Amen.
When you're in your 30s, he'll be merciful. In your 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, you still ain't got it together. Can you say amen? And you 90 and on the edge of the grave. Can you say amen? And amen. Is God still merciful? Yes, he is. Amen. But what's changing? Your life is getting away from you. Can you say amen? God been merciful all the time. Can you say amen? And you done waited all this long and not taking advantage of the mercy of God like you gonna live forever in your natural body. Not gonna happen. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Somewhere along the line, you better make up your mind.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Woo. Praise God. I know God merciful. He gonna be merciful tomorrow. But you ain't guaranteed you won't live.
Yes, Lord.
I know God merciful. He gonna be merciful 10 years from now. But you ain't guaranteed you gonna be here 10 years later.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Help, Jesus.
So then when we have the mercy of God available to us, praise God, we are to receive it. We are to tell God, amen, I need that mercy, Lord. I need that mercy, Lord. I need that mercy, Lord. Need that mercy, Lord. Help me, God. I need your mercy. Nobody sitting or standing in here that don't need the mercy. Yes, amen. Amen. We, amen. Praise God. No, praise God. But God is gracious. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. What it is, amen. Praise God. That God wants to justify us. Amen. And so he is a God that exercises loving kindness. He's a God that exercises judgment. Can you say amen? But amen. Also righteous.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? Where is he doing these things? In the earth. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Here it is about righteousness. Amen, praise God. When, amen, praise God, we do according to the judgment of God. In other words, we do what he told us to do.
Hallelujah.
Then we have performed an act of righteousness.
My God, my
Can you say
God.
Amen? Can you say that when we do what God asked us to do, then we have performed an act of righteousness. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen, praise God. But the problem with humanity is because of sin, amen, praise God, amen, when we wanted to do what he asked us to do, but we couldn't get it done because of our flesh. Can you say thank you, Jesus? So we needed help from God. Can you say amen? Help us, God. And so what God did was what we couldn't do. Amen, praise God. He, amen, lived out every aspect and requirement of the law. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. He was the man, amen, that lived, amen, praise God, every aspect to the T, amen, of the law of God. And in him there was no sin. No sin in him. He did it all. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Having done that, can you say amen? He requires, amen, righteousness as a standard of salvation. And so then, had it been me and you having to be saved on our own ability, we were out of luck. Can you say amen? Because even man at his best state is altogether vanity. So praise God. Paul said, amen, when I would do good, evil was present. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. I know the law is holy. Amen, praise God. But I'm carnal. I'm sold under sin. Can you say amen? Amen. I don't have the power in me to do what you require of me. Can you say amen? So you're never going to get it done on your own.
Never.
So then God's had a plan.
Wonderful.
Ain't God good?
I love it.
God always got to tell you that God always got a plan.
He know you couldn't do it. Say you say thank you, Jesus. He know you couldn't make it on your own. So he said, well, I'll do it for him. Can you say amen? And I'll give him the opportunity to receive what I've done as a work in their behalf. And if you accept my righteousness, I'll save you.
Witness.
Can you say thank you,
Jesus?
Amen, praise God. So, amen, praise God. You ain't got to run and try to dot every cross
wrong
every
way to do
T.
It. It's true.
That ain't the way
you No, that ain't it.
You can't do it
you
anyway.
You can't get it anyway.
Yeah.
And that ain't the way
you Yeah.
Because you're going to fail.
Yeah.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? So you accept what God has done in your behalf.
Yes, Lord.
You say, yes, Lord. What do you want me to do? He's going to tell you to repent of your sins.
Yeah.
He's going to tell you to get baptized. He's going to tell you to wait on me till I fill you with the Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
Now you have a righteous standing. In God.
Yes, Lord.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
What is it? It's salvation.
Yes, Lord.
It means you didn't get what
you
deserved.
I'm telling you. 100%.
Yeah. It means you escaped hell.
I'm telling you.
It means that you have the right to life. Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
But Salvation is the beginning of brand new life. So now you're saved, praise God. God is calling you to labor. Can you say thank you, Jesus? So you got to work for Him.
That's right.
And if you work for God, God got
you. You can't do any kind of thing. You're talking about I'm working for God. God got you. And you say thank you, Jesus. Amen. And when you don't submit yourself to, amen, what God asks you to do, amen, praise God, after you are saved, it's sin.
Yeah,
ooh,
God,
no,
it's true.
You say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise God. But amen. Note, after you are saved.
Yes, yes.
So how is sin going to affect me after I'm saved? It's still going to have consequences.
Yes.
True.
I'm a witness.
You're saved and filled with the Holy Ghost.
I'm telling you.
Sin is going to have consequences.
I'm telling you. It's true.
You ain't saved and you ain't filled with the Holy Ghost, sin is going to be eternal damnation.
Amen.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? Consequences of sin without salvation, eternal damnation. Consequences of sin with salvation is chastisement from God.
I'm a witness.
Yes.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise God. You belong to Him.
He
gonna chasing you.
Get you.
Can you say amen?
Yeah.
You His child.
I'm telling you.
Amen. He gonna whip.
I'm a witness.
Yes.
While us church folk get beat up so bad from God, why God whipping on us? And look at that one over there. They ain't saved. Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Look at that one over there. They did what I did, and they still going happy on their way.
Right.
They ain't saved.
All right.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Pray God. They ain't saved. Praise God. And so God is trying to give them an opportunity to take advantage of this mercy that I have for you. Come in before you get cut off. Come in before you die. Come in before, amen, praise God, you are lost. I ain't going to, amen, take my mercy away, but you ain't going to live forever. And if you die in your sin, mercy ain't going to help you then. Tell your neighbor, mercy help you now. Tell your neighbor, mercy helps you now. But amen, pray God, when you're dead, ain't no mercy to help you. Can you say thank you, Jesus? It's going to be too late. So God gives advantage, or opportunity to take advantage of mercy.
Hallelujah.
You're not in the ark of safety.
Hallelujah.
You're not saved. You're not in relationship with God. You know it.
Amen.
It's true.
Amen.
It's true.
You know it.
It's true.
You know you ain't ready to die.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
And you don't get ready to die till you get saved.
Yeah.
You know you ain't ready to go up out of here. Amen. And you ain't going to go up out of here until you're saved. Can you say thank you, Jesus?
100%.
God is that kind of God.
Yes.
He makes difference between clean and unclean, holy and unholy.
It's
Can
true.
You say thank you, Jesus?
Yes.
Come on, somebody. Yes. It's a pattern of His operation.
Yes.
When He had Israel, amen, praise God, in Goshen, in the land of Egypt, amen, He put a separation.
Yes.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Amen, praise God. When, amen, praise God, paradise was in the bosom of Abraham, God put a separation.
Amen.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? Are y'all hearing me? Amen, praise God. God allowed, amen, wheat and tare to grow together. That's in the world. That ain't in the church.
Right.
Ain't no tare in the church.
Watch out.
That's right.
Go ahead,
that's right.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. And so then wheat and tare growing together. So who is it? Amen. Righteous among the ungodly. Children of God.
Yes.
Amen. Among the children that are children of the devil.
Hello. That's right.
Amen. In the world, there are children of the devil and they're children of God. And if you ain't a child of God,
you're a child of the devil.
The devil ain't got no children in the church.
That's right.
Are y'all hearing me?
No.
The church is made up of the sons
That's
of
right.
God.
Yes.
Can you say amen?
Yes.
The redeemed.
Right.
Some of God's children make him shame and cry.
Yes.
But that's his children.
Yes.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? You think you never deny your child, God ain't never going to deny what's his.
Yes.
Can you say amen?
Yes.
And the thing about it, amen, praise God, the good news is anything that belongs to God, he can handle.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes. Amen.
He can handle.
Yes. Yes.
Can you say amen? Amen. Amen. Praise God. My time is I'm being longer than I was supposed to be or wanted to be. Can you say, but thank you, Lord. Can you say amen? Thank you, Lord. But God, amen, that's praise right. God, lets us know,
yes.
Amen, praise God, that we as his children are to recognize yes. who he is.
Amen.
He's our Father.
Yeah.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
And he exercises loving kindness.
Yes, he does.
He exercises amen, judgment. And out of judgment proceeds righteousness.
Mm.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
And so then, praise God, when we don't do good, we are chasing.
Yes.
Yes.
It's true.
Why are you telling me this? Because amen. Because the because the world sometimes
yes.
looks at the child of
yeah.
God.
That's yeah. what they do, Pastor.
And they say, I see your
that's
short.
That's what they say.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what they say.
See where you missed the mark.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
You're supposed to be saved, but you ain't coming up to that
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And you say, thank you, Jesus. Yeah. They see yeah. that. Can you say yeah.
hey.
But amen, pray. Well, they don't recognize who you are.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's
Lord.
Right.
Can you say amen?
Right.
Amen, pray God. And so they get emboldened. They did it. I can do it. But you don't have no relationship with God. If God cuts me off, I see him in glory. If you ain't saved and you get cut off, you're in damnation. You say thank you, Jesus. So there's separation.
It is.
That's right.
There always is. There's
right.
God always yeah. has separation.
Yeah.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
So you got to make up in your mind that I'm going to be on the side where I don't go to hell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah,
Lord.
If you're a child of God, you can repent. You can
grow.
You can be strengthened.
Yes.
You can be renewed.
Yes.
You can be helped. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Why? Because he'll never leave you
yes.
and
yes.
never forsake you.
Yes.
If you're not a child of God, he offers you mercy yes. so you can get yourself saved.
Yes. Amen.
You say thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Amen.
Why are you still living sinning? Because mercy.
Yes. That's right, yeah.
Why you ain't dead when you know you should have been dead? Mercy. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Every one of us that saved the day was kicking.
Yeah,
yeah, we was doing it. We was doing it. But mercy killed us. Mercy killed us.
Thank you, Jesus.
God didn't exercise loving kindness.
Yes, Lord.
If he didn't exercise
love, yeah, yeah, yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. None of us, we would be up in here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We'd be lost.
Thank you.
But God was not willing that any
should perish. Thank you.
Can you say amen?
Thank you, Lord.
Make no mistake about it. Amen. Praise God. God is coming. Can you say
hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. You might live 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80. You might live to be 120 years old. Can you say amen? But amen. Praise God. But if in that time of space that's allotted to you, and no one of us know how much time we got.
That's right. Yeah.
No one of us. But if in that time of space allotted to you, you have not taken advantage of the mercy of God.
Yes.
Because it's his mercy
yes.
that has provided salvation. It's his grace that has opened the door for us to be saved. If
yes.
you haven't taken advantage of it, can you say amen? Amen. Amen. You're going to be under damnation.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want eternity in hell.
Hallelujah.
You don't want it. Amen. Praise God. You want to live.
Yes.
What is it that God's going to ask of you? Praise God. He's going to ask you to clean up. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. He's going to ask you to turn your life around. That's what I'm talking about. God ain't going to ask you no negative. Amen. Pray God. Amen. Pray God. He's going to ask you to do some good stuff. And that good stuff going to bless you. Can you say amen? Might make you live long.
I'm telling you.
Stop cursing and cutting your mouth out. Might make you live long. You stop disrespecting your parents. Might make you live long. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Pray God. You start walking in obedience to the things of God. Might make you live long. So then, praise God, you might give an extra few years of life.
I'm telling you.
Amen, praise God. Some of the worries on your mind get taken away because the children of God, if they know anything, they don't carry.
Watch out!
They don't pull their hair out. How in the world, how are we going to make it? We don't do the how we going to make it. Just thank you, Jesus. Pray God, we got to wait a minute.
I'm telling you.
Hello. But
right.
We wait.
That's right.
Because
right.
Guess what? Ain't nowhere else to go. Where you going to go? So we wait. While we waiting, oh God, we ain't burdening our heart. We ain't burning in our mind.
Wonderful
amen.
Savior.
The world wants you nervous. But I got to be nervous. You say, thank you, Jesus. The world wants you, amen, praise God, concerned.
Yes,
amen, praise God. How in the world you don't do this and do that? Can you say amen? But we already know.
Yes.
It ain't except the Lord will.
Yeah.
And if the Lord don't will, don't worry. Because it ain't going to happen. Can you say amen? If the Lord don't will, don't worry. It ain't gonna happen. You can worry about it all you want. If God say it ain't gonna happen, it ain't gonna happen.
Yeah.
So you can save yourself the work. And just say if the Lord will.
Yes,
amen.
Always.
If the Lord will.
Yes,
I
Lord.
Don't forget to say that.
My confidence is in the Lord. I'm going to let you go. But he exercises loving kindness.
Yes,
can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
He exercises judgment.
He exercises
righteousness in the earth.
Mm.
He does these things in front of us.
Yeah.
So that we can see them and adopt them as Christians in our
it's
life.
It's true.
My God is loving kindness. Exerciser. I supposed to exercise loving kindness. My God, amen, praise God, is a judgment exerciser. I'm supposed to exercise judgment. My God is a righteousness exerciser.
Yes.
I'm supposed to exercise righteousness.
Hey.
Can you say amen?
Hallelujah.
Short, God wants us to act
like
he
him.
Does. Can you say amen?
Amen.
He wants to act like him.
I love him.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
God is saying, don't embarrass me.
Hallelujah.
Because I'm still going to be your daddy.
Yeah.
And if you act up in the supermarket, scream and act crazy, can you say thank you, Jesus? I ain't going to let your hand go. You still my child. But I ain't happy with you.
That's right.
And amen for God. And sometimes I ain't going to wait to get you out the show.
Tell you. Witness.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
And so praise God, we want to know that God does exercise, amen, these things, and he wants us to exercise these as well. And so praise God to the church. We are charged to give a good example to the world. Say amen. We are charged.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Because we are under the microscope. They're supposed to look at us.
Uh-oh.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
They're supposed to look
That's
at
right.
us.
That's right.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Look
but
up.
To the world. Amen. Praise God. Understand that when you're looking at a child of God, understand that you are not where they are.
Oh.
That's right.
You
got the mic, Pastor. When you're done.
We can go home now.
You
got to realize that you are not where they
are. That's right.
And you say amen.
Amen.
Yes,
this,
Lord.
And this is not about God, amen, being prejudiced.
I'm telling you.
This is about division.
Yes, yes it is.
God has division and separation. Yes. And amen, pray God. And he don't do the world the same.
Yeah.
Can you say amen?
Amen. Yeah.
And you're not going to be in the same place.
I'm telling you.
And so why am I telling you that? Don't venture. Amen, praise God. If you see the saints that not doing what they supposed to do, that's not license for you to say, I ain't got to do it.
Yes.
You still need to do it.
Amen.
Amen. Because you need to be saved. You need to know God.
Yes.
Amen, praise God. That preacher, oh no. But you still need to be saved.
Yes.
Amen, praise God. And if that preacher is saved, then you need salvation.
Yes.
If that sister, that daughter, amen, that deacon, whoever is saved, then you need salvation. So don't stumble over amen, praise God, what you see. The enemy, praise God, especially in these times.
Yes, he does.
Want to keep you from salvation.
Yes, he does.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Want to cause you to stumble. Want to cause you to miss the mark.
Yes, that's what he
does. But God ain't been nothing but good to you.
Yes.
God has been nothing but good to you. So look past, amen, praise God. Sometimes you got to look past folks.
Yes.
And you got to recognize God's been good to you.
Amen.
And God still requires what he requires.
Yes.
And it doesn't matter if this one ain't doing it and that ain't doing it. Can you say
God,
amen? That don't mean you ain't got to do
right.
it.
Right. Yeah.
So then if I'm going to be mad at God for my circumstances and ain't going to praise him and ain't going to give him no glory, that don't mean that you say, I can be mad too. I ain't going to praise him either. No, you don't do it. Can you say amen?
Do it.
Still give God what his due is. And so, praise God, he walks among us, praise God, to give us the example of who he is so that we can take advantage of what he has offered us. Don't let it be said, amen, praise God, the words of the prophet, amen, praise God, amen, the harvest is past and summer is ended and behold, we are not saved. Don't be in that place.
Do it.
You say amen.
Amen.
Mercy is available.
Hallelujah.
God has made it available. And he delights to give you salvation. If you don't have it, he delights to give you strength.
Yes.
If you're saved, he delights to help you. Amen. Because, amen, he exercised these things in the earth. God bless you.
Wonderful. Yeah.